我哋同心祈祷。
Let's pray。
慈爱天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and worship you。
你是怜悯施恩顾念我们的神。
You are the merciful God that looks upon us。
以致我们在七日的头一日有机会在主面前聚集。
So that on this the first day of the week we can assemble together。
我们恳求因主耶稣基督的宝血再一次洁净我们。
We pray that the precious blood of our Lord cleanse us again。
好叫我们有一个清洁的心灵。
So that we can have a clean heart。
去领受从神而来的道。
To accept the word of the God。
更新我们的生命。
To renew our lives。
改变我们的人生。
To transform our lives。
愿圣灵大能在我们当中有工作。
May the power of the Holy Spirit be with us。
我们祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus' name。Amen。
弟兄姊妹，刚才如果有留心姊妹所读的一段经文。
Brothers and sisters, if you took note of the scripture we just read,
经文的重点在经文里面其中一句。
The focus of the passage is on one sentence.
就是他们如同一人。
They were together as one.
再讲一次。
I say it again.
今天和大家思想这段经文的重点。
We think of the focus of today's passage.
就是他们如同一人。
They were as one.
他们是什么人呢？
Who are they?
他们从圣经当中去看是以色列民族。
From the Bible verses, we know that they are the Israelites.
一群是原本被俘虏，但是现在归回神自己的城的一群以色列民族。
They were a group of people who were captured to be exiles, and now they returned to Jerusalem.
如同一人是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be as one?
是讲这一班的人。
It is talking about this group of people.
他们是无分彼此。
They were united.
彼此的切实相爱，
they loved one another.
彼此的扶持，
they encouraged one another.
彼此的鼓励，
they supported one another.
彼此的坚固，
they firmed one another.
但更加重要的，
and more importantly,
是一同面对那种困难挑战的环境。
They together as one, they faced the challenges.
因为当时的时候的背景是什么呢？
Let me tell you about the background.
有大概数以四万到五万的以色列人。
At that time, about 40,000 to 50,000 Israelites.
他们从被掳的巴比伦城回到神的应许地犹大地。
They came back from the land where they were captured as captives in Babylon.
但来到这个地方又面对一群一群的敌人。
But after they came back, they encountered groups of enemies.
但是在这样的环境当中，
But in this situation,
他们如同一人。
They were as one.
哦，弟兄姊妹，经文好像很简单哦。
The passage looks quite simple.
他们如同一人。
They were as one man.
但如果大家有真的好看圣经的时候，我们发觉一点都不简单。
But if we think more deeply, we know that it's not that simple.
这个是人类历史当中一个非常非常大的神迹。
This is a miracle in the history of mankind.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为一方面，这班的以色列人不是一班普通的人。
Because on one hand, the Israelites were not ordinary people.
这一群人是一群生命败坏的人。
They were people who had a lot of defects in their lives.
原本他们是充满自私、贪婪。
Originally, they were full of jealousy and greed.
充满苦毒、仇恨。
They were filled with bitterness.
充满计较、充满执着。
They were calculating and they were obstinate.
是一群忘恩负义的人。
They were ungrateful people.
是一群离弃神的人。
They were the people that departed from God.
但现在他们竟然能够如同一人。
But now they could come as one man.
彼此扶持。
They supported one another.
彼此的切实相爱。
They loved one another.
一同面对那种挑战的环境。
Together they faced the challenges.
对以色列民族来讲是一个很大生命的神迹。
To the Israelites, this was a great miracle.
但弟兄姊妹留意，不单止对以色列来讲。
But that doesn't only refer to the Israelites.
对世上的人来讲，亦都是一个很大的神迹。
It also to the rest of the world is a great miracle.
为什么我这样讲呢？
Why did I say that?
因为如果当大家看圣经的时候，我们会发现。
Because if you read the Bible, you can notice.
自从在创世的时候。
Since the creation of the world.
由我们的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪了之后，
From our ancestors Adam and Eve when they sinned，
所有的人际关系已经破裂了。
All the interpersonal relationships have been broken.
所有的人际关系已经支离破碎。
All the interpersonal relationships are shattered.
大家嚟留意喺亚当夏娃犯罪咗之后。
You can notice that after Adam and Eve sinned,
家庭会出咗问题。
There are problems in families.
婚姻会出咗问题。
Problems in marriages.
跟住我哋再睇到人类嘅历史一路发展落去。
And we can see the development of human history.
家好
no matter whether it's nations,
民族好
or races,
任何个群体都好
or any community,
很多时候只有一种表面和谐的迹象
we can only see the harmony from the outside,
而实际上人与人之间很多的支离破碎
but in fact there are a lot of broken relationships in between,
很多很多的隔膜
a lot of differences,
很多时候如同一人几时发生呢
When will it happen when all together as one man?
犯罪作恶的时候就如同一人。
When they sin.
但是能够彼此相爱去面对一种挑战的环境的话。
But if they can be in true love with one another to face challenges.
是非常非常之罕有的。
This is very rare.
所以弟兄姊妹看看现在这个世界。
So if you look around the world.
无论以色列民族也好。
Whether the Israelites.
无论在这个世界上的人好。
Or the rest of the people.
国家民族。
Nations and races,
家庭婚姻
families, marriages,
各种各种的人际关系
in all kinds of interpersonal relationships,
都带来很多很多的破裂
There are a lot of differences,
也都带来很多很多的伤害
A lot of things hurting,
但我们这样看回这句经文就很有意思了
It is very meaningful when we look at the passage again,
他们如同一人
They were as one man.
如果咁败坏嘅以色列民族
，If fallen people like Israelites，
佢哋都能够如同一人
，They could be as one man。
我相信世界上每一个人
，I believe that everyone in the world，
我哋都能够
，We can。
我哋嘅教会能够如同一人
，Our church can be as one man。
我哋嘅家庭能够如同一人
，Our family can be as one。
我哋嘅婚姻能够如同一人
，Our marriage can be as one。
我哋嘅父母仔女嘅关系能够如同一人
，The relationship between parents and children。
我哋各种嘅人际关系能够如同一人。
In all situations of relationships,
如果我哋能够喺呢段经文当中揾到以色列民族能够如同一人嘅原因
，If we can find out from this passage the reason why they could be as one man,
我哋都能够如同一人。
We can also be as one man.
呢幅系何等嘅美，何等嘅善嘅图画。
How good and pleasant it is.
求主帮助我哋啊
May the Lord help us.
究竟佢哋点解会如同一人呢？
Why could they be as one man?
同两个字有关。
I can say it's related to two words.
呢个字就系那时。
The words are at that time.
那时意思就话嗰个时候。
At that time means during that time.
嗰个处境。
That situation.
以色列民族有一个元素。
There are some factors.
导致佢哋能够如同一人。
Causing them can be as one person.
引申到我哋今日呢个时候。
When we apply to our time.
如果我哋喺呢个时候。
If at this time.
我哋都有呢种嘅元素嘅话。
If we can apply these factors.
我哋都能够如同一人。
We can be as one.
究竟那时以色列民族有啲咩嘅元素，今日我哋需要去学习嘅咧
？What are the factors that we can learn today?
第一方面喺经文嘅第一节。
The first aspect is in verse one.
到了七月
So on the first day of the seventh month
这群的以色列人住在自己的城里
At that time the people were living in their own towns
这个就是他们第一个元素
This was the first factor
住在自己的城里
Living in their own towns
究竟是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
顶姐妹因为这群的以色列人原本住在一个秘掳的地方
Originally, they were living in the captured land.
他们已经国破家亡了。
At that time, the nation was broken.
他们没有自己的国家。
They did not have their own nation.
没有自己拥有的地方。
They did not have their own land.
他们颠沛流离。
They were scattered throughout the place.
他们没有住在自己的城里。
They did not live in their own towns.
但在经文的第一节那时候是什么呢？
But in the verse at that time,
他们竟然住在自己的城里。
They were living in their own towns.
但弟兄姊妹留意这个自己的城究竟是什么城呢？
What does it mean to be in their own towns?
如果我们看圣经当中就很清楚，
We can see that in the Bible.
它不是普通一般人世间的城市。
It's not an ordinary town we find in the world.
这个城
This city
是讲着神的圣城耶路撒冷。
This city is the holy city Jerusalem.
是神自己的应许地。
It is the promised land of God.
在神的城里面
inside this city,
有神自己的圣殿。
There is God's holy temple.
换句话，当这句经文讲住在自己的城里面的时候，
The meaning of living in their own towns,
是讲这群以色列人，
This group of Israelites,
离开为奴之地，
They left the place where they were as, working as slaves,
重新回到神的应许地。
They came back to the promised land of God,
就是犹大地，
This is the land of Judah,
就是耶路撒冷，
This is Jerusalem,
住在神的恩典当中。
They were living in the grace of God.
所以当讲话自己的城里面的时候，
So when it talks about living in their own towns,
是讲他们自己住在神的恩典当中。
It means they were living in the blessing of God.
住在神里面，
Living in God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们开始就明白了。
Now we start to understand.
为什么这群以色列人能够如同一人呢？
Why did these Israelites could be as one?
因为在神的恩典当中，
Because in God's grace,
他们归回神的应许地，
They came back to the promised land of God.
也都因为他们的认罪悔改，
And because of their repentance,
他们重新归回神的怀抱里面，
They could come back to the bosom of God.
从此他们住在神里面过他们的人生，
So that they could live again in God's grace.
这个城不再讲的是一个地方，
This town is not a geographic place,
乃是活在神的里面，
but in God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那我们就开始发现了一个答案。
Now we understand the answer.
为什么一群生命很败坏的人，
Why did these people who had so many sinful nature,
质素很差的人，
They had poor quality,
数以万计的人，
Thousands upon thousands of them,
突然间会改变？
Why was this a sudden change?
因为他们住在神里面。
Because they lived in the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，每一个人如果在他人生当中，
Everyone if in his life,
能够在罪的世界里面分别出来，
Can be set apart from the sinful world,
如住在神里面的话，
And live in the Lord,
这个人的生命一定改变。
This person's life can be transformed.
每一个真正住在神里面的人，
Everyone really lives in the Lord,
他的生命一定改变。
His life can be transformed.
这种生命的流露最大最大的特征是什么呢？
And what is the greatest symbol of his life?
就是神的爱在他里面。
And that is the love of God is inside him.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，神就是爱。
The Bible tells us very clearly that God is love.
所以当人活在神里面，
When a person lives in God,
能够得着神的生命，
Can acquire the life of God.
他这个生命一定有一份爱的流露。
The love from this life will be manifested.
因为有这份神的爱，
Because of the love of God.
本来支离破碎的人际关系，
The shattered personal relationship,
就能够重建如同一人，
Can be rebuilt to be together as one.
到今天这个世代，弟兄姊妹，我们更加感恩。
In this world, we can be very thanksgiving.
我们知道我们的出路在哪
里。We know the solution.
就是当我们因信耶稣基督的时候，
When we believe in Jesus,
我们已经住在基督里面。
We live in Christ.
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
当你如果真是信主的刹那，
At the moment when we believe in God,
我们会被圣灵洗进基督的身体。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can be in the body of Christ.
我们从此在神里面有一个身份和地位。
In God, we have a new status and identity.
但当然我们要更进一步。
We cannot stay there.
在我们的生活当中，我们真的要活在基督耶稣里。
In our daily lives, we have to live in Jesus Christ.
和神有一个亲密的关系。
We have to have a close relationship with God.
因为主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Because God is the vine and we are the branch.
当我们同神有一个亲密的关系的话，
When we have a close relationship with God,
我们自然能够有生命的果子的流露。
We can produce fruit in our lives.
这种生命的果子最大的流露就是仁爱。
The greatest fruit of life is love.
所以弟兄姊妹住在自己的城里，
Dear brothers and sisters, living in their own towns,
在今天这个世代当中，
in this world,
就是讲紧活在基督耶稣里，
means living in Christ Jesus.
我们从世界里面分别出来，
we step apart from the world.
我们来认识主，
Come to know God.
我们接受主，
we accept God.
我们跟主有关系了，
we have a relationship.
但我们更加要活在基督耶稣里，
but we also have to live in Christ Jesus.
跟神有一个亲密的关系，
we have to have a good relationship with God.
于是我们会有从神而来的仁爱，
so that we can have the love from God.
于是在各种的人际关系当中，
so that in all types of relationships,
我们能够如同一人，
we can be as one.
所以教会能不能够如同一人呢？
Whether the church can be as one,
就看教会的肢体和神的关系是不是一个亲密无间的关系。
Depends on the relationship between the members of the church and God.
我们的家庭婚姻能不能够如同一人呢？
Whether our families and marriages can be as one,
就看在家庭里面的成员。
Depends on the members of the family.
两夫妻能不能够同神有一个亲密的关系？如果有的话，
If yes,
理所当然这个家庭和婚姻能够如同一人。
Of course, their relationship can be as one.
当然其他的人际关系也都一样。
It's the same as the other interpersonal relationships.
盼望我们能够效法当年的以色列人。
We can use the Israelites as an example.
他们在艰难的处境当中，
In their difficult situations,
他们第一样捉紧的
The first thing that they grasped,
就是住在神的城里面，
was to live in the towns of God,
住在神的应许地里面，
to live in the promised land of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界不会给到我们有真正的幸福和保障。
The world cannot offer us true assurance.
可能在人生当中忙忙碌碌地去寻找很多东西。
In this life, we are busy in searching a lot of things.
最后我们发现我们真正需要寻找的，
At the end, we find that the only thing that we should search for
是来到主面前来亲近主，
is to come before the Lord and be close to Him.
以致我们的生命能够起了变化，
so that our lives can be transformed.
有基督耶稣的爱在我们里面，
we can have the love from Jesus Christ.
于是我们一群人能够如同一人，
so that we as a group can be as one.
第二方面的元素，为什么他们能够如同一人呢？
The second factor why they could be as one,
就是去到经文的第二节，
is in verse 2.
那里这样讲，七月初一日，
so on the first day of the seventh month,
祭司以斯拉将律法书带到听了能明白的男女会众面前。
Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand.
弟兄姊妹，人世间不可能出现如同一人的境况。
In this world, it's impossible to see the situation of people as one.
我们华人有一句说话，
There is a Chinese saying.
一样米就食百样人。
One situation can develop into different situations.
人世间有各种各样不同类型的人。
There are different people in the world.
为什么这样？
Why?
原因很简单。
The answer is simple.
因为在我们整个成长的过程当中，
Because in the process of our growing up,
我们在不同的环境当中长大，
We were brought up in different situations.
我们一路不自觉吸收了很多很多的观念，
Unwittingly, we have absorbed a lot of different concepts.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意在一群人当中，
So that you can notice that in a group of people,
或者在家庭当中，
or in families,
就算两个彼此相爱的夫妻当中，
although the couples are truly in love,
他们的思想观念是截然不同的，
their thoughts and concepts are totally different.
我们今天经常有一种错觉，
we always have a misconcept,
就以为我这样想，
what I think,
他就是这样想，
so she should also think like that.
如果你这样想，
If you think like that,
你的人生一定成为颓垣败瓦。
Your life is like a pile of ruined rubbles.
就像今天早上坐在这里的一群弟兄姊妹。
Like all of you who are sitting here.
其实我们每一个人的思想观念都有不同的。
In fact, in the concepts and thoughts of different.
所以你有你想。
So you have your own thoughts.
我有我想。
I have my own thoughts.
最后只是一种表面的和谐而已。
At the end, the harmony is only surface.
除非要很多的忍耐。
Unless there's a lot of patience.
很多的迁就。
A lot of compromise.
才是一种表面的假象而已。
It is true beautifully harmony on the surface.
弟兄姊妹必须接受一个事实，
You have to accept this fact.
你和我在不同的环境长大，
You and I were brought up in different situations.
所以根本大家的思维方式观念完全不一样。
So the ways we think, our concepts are different.
但是为什么当年的以色列人能够如同一人呢？
Why the Israelites at that time could be as one?
因为他们有律法书。
Because they have the book of the.
如果神没有藉着摩西赐下律法书，
If God did not through Moses give us the book of the law,
以色列民族不可能如同一人。
The Israelites could not be as one.
因为他们每个人的思想都很多扭曲，很多败坏。
Because their thoughts were all distorted.
但神赐下律法书。
God gave the book of the law.
就成为他的人生，他的生活，他的侍奉，一切的标准。
It became the sole standard of their life, the way they serve God.
在律法书之下，
Under the book of the law,
整个以色列民族，
the whole race of Israelites,
如果当他按照律法书的要求去做的时候，
If they follow the commands of the law,
他们就能够如同一人。
They could be as one.
不理你之前想什么，
No matter what they thought before,
但今天来到神面前，
but today they are in front of God,
就按着神在山上指示的样式，
they follow what God directed them,
所有一切做的，
whatever they did,
按照律法书的吩咐，
they did according to the book of the law.
所以我们发现当以斯拉将律法书带到以色列当中的时候，
so we discovered that when Ezra brought the book of law to the Israelites,
这个就成为他的准则的时候，
this became their standard.
这个就成为他的根据的时候，
That became their foundation.
他们就能够如同一人。
They could be as one.
今天弟兄姊妹我们都一样。
Today we are also like that.
我们不单只有律法书。
We don't only have the book of the law.
律法书是讲当年的摩西五经。
The book of the law means the Pentateuch.
我们今天更加在大的恩典当中。
Today we are in a greater grace.
因为我们今天有全本圣经，
Now we have the whole Bible,
成为我们人生脚前的灯，路上的光。
It becomes the light of our foot and the lamp of the path.
弟兄姊妹，如果当我们蒙恩归主之后，
After we accept God,
每一个人，
Every one of us,
都打开圣经，
If we open the Bible,
从圣经当中去学习，
We learn from the Bible,
怎样去做人，
How we should conduct ourselves,
怎样去过生活，
How we lead our lives,
怎样去侍奉，
How we serve God,
怎样去对待我们旁边的亲人，
How we treat the people around,
对待我的朋友，
treat our people, our friends,
对待我的同事，
treat our colleagues,
对待我们的弟兄姊妹，
treat our brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，如果每个人都是这样的时候，
If everyone is like that,
我们都能够如同一人。
We can be as one.
所以弟兄姊妹，人世间一个最大的神迹是什么？
What is the greatest miracle in life?
就是当属神的人，
All the people who belong to God,
能够在真道上同归于一的时候，
We can be as one in the truth.
我们就能够如同一人。
We can be as one.
为什么在这个世界这么多问题的产生？
Why are there so many problems in the world?
无论国家民族，
No matter it's nations, races,
无论很多不同的群体，
or different groups of people,
甚至乎教会，
or even in the church,
甚至乎我们的家庭婚姻，
even in our marriages and families,
我们的父母子女，
between parents,
各种人际关系，
in all kinds of relationships,
这么多这么多的难处，
why are there so many difficulties?
所缺乏的就是在圣经当中如同一人。
What we lack is the concept of together as one.
弟兄姊妹，要细心留意啊。
If you think carefully,
如果教会每一个弟兄姊妹，
If everyone in the church,
每一个对圣经都有追求的，
If everyone read the Bible intensely,
每人都一年读完一次圣经的，
If all of us read the whole Bible in one year,
我们发觉我们的思想会一致的。
We will discover that our thoughts can be united.
我们的说话会一致的。
The way we talk can be very similar.
这个是一个生命的神迹。
This is a miracle of life.
我们会有相同的人生观。
We have the same outlook of life.
相同的价值观。
We have the same value system.
相同的婚姻观。
We have the same outlook on marriage.
相同的侍奉观。
We have the same concept of how to serve.
于是我们就能够如同一人。
So that we can be together as one.
但如果离开了律法书，
But But if we depart the book of the law,
离开了圣经的真理的话，
if we depart from the truth,
世界上没有一个群体能够如同一人，
there is no community in the world that can be as one.
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us.
一方面我们要住在基督耶稣里，
on the one hand we have to live in Christ Jesus.
得着神的生命，
we can acquire the life from God.
得着基督的爱，
to acquire the love from God.
所以我们能够彼此如同一人，
so that we can be together as one.
但第二方面我们需要在神的话语里面，
but the second aspect is that we have to through the word of God.
一同的领受，
we have to accept it.
一同的得着，
we have to acquire it.
留意圣经讲了一句很重要的说话，
there is one sentence in the Bible.
他说听了能明白的男女会众，
men and women who could understand.
听了不明白一点意义都没有的，
if you hear but you don't understand it's meaningless.
什么叫明白呢？
What does it mean to understand?
听了，
after you hear it,
明白了，
after you understand,
藏在心里，
you hide it in your heart.
并且每日的生活当中实践出来，
and then you apply it to your daily lives.
盼望在以达团契当中出现这个生命的神迹，
I pray that in Jairus fellowship we can see this miracle.
我们在神的真道当中同归于一，
in the truth of God we are united.
以致我们能够如同一人，
so that we can be together one.
第三方面，为什么当年的以色列民族能够如同一人呢？
The third reason why the Israelites could be together as one.
是去到经文的第六节，
in verse 6.
请听我读出来。以斯拉称颂耶和华至大的神，众民都举手应声说阿门阿门，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground.
弟兄们留意这句经文很特别的地方。
There is one thing very special about this verse.
这群的以色列人，
this group of Israelites,
他们是一群一同敬拜耶和华的人。
They were the group of people that worshipped God together.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到敬拜耶和华，
when we talk about worshipping God,
或者讲到敬拜神的时候呢，
or worshipping the Lord,
它不是单止讲到主日的崇拜，
it does not only talk about the worship on Sunday.
敬拜神最早出现在创世纪。
The first concept of worshipping God appeared in Genesis.
就是当神用洪水灭世的时候，
when God used the flood to destroy the world,
最后挪亚一家八口在神面前蒙恩。
At the end, the whole family, the eight people in Noah's family,
他们能够保留他们全家的性命。
Their lives could be kept.
当挪亚出方舟的时候，
when Noah went outside the ark,
第一件事就是筑坛献祭。
The first thing that he did was to build a temple.
在那时候产生敬拜神。
Offered a sacrifice and worshipped God.
所以真正的敬拜不是讲紧我们今天有个崇拜聚会。
So the true meaning of worshipping God does not only have worship on Sunday.
不单只是这样。
Not only that.
真正的敬拜是讲紧一个生命的敬拜。
True worship means worshipping with your whole life.
是整个人生。
Is your whole life.
24小时。因着对神恩典怜悯拯救一个的回应，
it is a response to God's mercy and love.
所以这里讲敬拜耶和华真正的意思是什么呢？
The true meaning of worship the Lord, the Lord.
就是当这群以色列人蒙受神的恩典，
when these Israelites got the grace from God,
在为奴之地返回神的应许地，
when they returned to the promised land from the land of slavery,
本来一班原本在痛苦祸患当中生活的人，
they were originallySuffering and in pain.
得蒙神的拯救，得蒙神的帮助。
They could have the salvation and deliverance from God.
于是他们由心灵里面对神有一份的感恩。
So that they were from the bottom of their hearts, they were grateful to God.
这份感恩的心带来一个行动。
This gratefulness brought out an action.
就是去敬拜神。
Was to worship God.
当他们敬拜神的时候，
when they worshipped God,
因为一群人，
because this group of people,
四万到五万的人，
about 40 to 50,000 people,
同有一个心思，
they had the same thought,
同有一个意念。
They have the same idea.
他们聚集的时候，
When they assembled,
只有一个目的，
there was only one purpose,
就是来敬拜神。
Was to worship God.
将荣耀归给神。
They want to give all the
于是他们能够如同一人。
So that they could be together as one.
但是弟兄姊妹，去到现今世代，其实是一种很悲哀的情况。
But in this present world, it's very sad to see.
今天在这个世界上，很多人都会在神面前聚集。
A lot of people would assemble before the God.
但很可惜，未必每人的动机是一致的。
But not their motivation is the same.
或者目的是一致的。
Their purpose might not be the same.
以致虽然坐在同一个地方，
so that although they sit in the same place,
但不能够如同一人。
They cannot be together as one.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道大家有没有留意。
I don't know if you have noticed.
今天在世界上不同的教会。
There are different churches in the world.
很多人坐在教会当中真的有不同的目的和动机的。
A lot of people really come to church because of different motives.
当发生一些事的时候，我们突然间会醒觉来了。
When things happen, we suddenly realize,
原来有些人来到教会当中呢，
some people come to church.
是为了因为有地方去，
because they have somewhere to go.
因为基督徒很有爱心，
because Christians are very loving.
来到教会当中可以得着关怀。
When they come to church, they can have someone to care for them.
他们很努力搞很多活动。
They are very diligent to organize activities.
于是给我们有心灵寄托。
So that they can have to spend time there.
所以有些人会说到，来到教会最重要开心。
Some people say to come to church, the main reason is to be happy.
最重要有吃喝玩乐。
The main reason is to have social life.
最重要有旅游。
More important to
have time to travel. 这间就好的教会。
This is a good church.
有些人真的这样带着这样的动机来到教会当中坐在这里。
Some people really come to church with this motive.
因为有些牧者就是这样教导的。
I have heard that some pastors have taught.
找对象一定要找基督徒。
If you want to find a marriage partner, you have to.
因为他们很可爱的。
Because they are lovely.
不会骗你的。
They will not deceive you.
只有你骗他的。
Only you deceive
them. 你嫁到个基督徒你就幸福了。
If you can marry a Christian, you are.
你娶到个基督徒你就幸福了。
If you can marry a girlfriend which is Christian.
所以有些人来到教会当中真的找对象的。
So a lot of people come to church to find a life partner.
有些教会很多年轻人。
Some churches have a lot of young people.
因为他当教会是婚姻介绍所。
Because they treat the church as a place to have opportunities for dating.
找到个对象结了婚就不见了人的了。
After they find the right partner, don't come to church.
目的已达嘛。
Because they have achieved their objective.
那我们又遇到有些人来教会做什么呢？
We also encounter some people.
原来做生意。
When they come to church, they only want to do.
因为原来教会很多很多很可爱的顾客。
Because in church there are a lot of lovely customers.
可能将你的产品同佢推销呢？
If you sell your products to them,
佢哋唔好意思噶。
They don't want to say no to you.
一定帮衬你噶。
They will buy your products.
唔帮衬多都帮衬少。
Even if they don't buy much, they will buy some.
所以有啲教会都成为商业中心。
So some churches have become commercial centers.
推销产品嘅中心。
The places where they sell their products.
有时我哋会睇到呢种嘅现象出现。
Sometimes we see this phenomenon.
所以当有事情发生的时候呢，
so when things happen,
就会支离破碎的。
The whole church will be scattered.
但是当年的以色列人不是。
But the Israelites that they were not like that.
他们是带着份感恩的心。
They came with a grateful heart.
回报神的恩典的心。
They want to do something to God, return of his love.
回报神的爱的心。
In return to his love.
因为同有一个心事。
Because they have the same motivation.
所以他们能够如同一人。
So that they could be as one.
盼望弟兄姊妹，我们今天能够坐在教会当中的时候。
I hope that every one of us who sits here today.
我们都有同一个心事。
We can have the same heart.
因为我们一群原本死在罪恶过犯当中的人。
Because we are a group of people who originally should die in our sin and transgression.
本来我们一群与神隔绝的人。
Because we were a group of people separated from God.
本来我们人生活在黑暗、痛苦和祸患当中的人。
Because we originally lived in a life of darkness.
然而我们蒙了神的怜悯。
And yet we got the blessing from God.
我们今天竟然能够住在神的里面。
Today we can live in God.
有神的爱。
We can have God's love.
有神的真理。
The truth of God.
有神的保守和带领。
the guidance and protection.
所以我哋嚟到教会当中嘅时候，
so that today when we come to church,
我哋同心合意，
we are united,
回报主嘅恩，主嘅爱。
We want to do something to in return of God's great love.
同心合意，
in a united way,
行一条跟从主嘅路。
We go on a path.
哦，如果弟兄姊妹，当我哋有同一个思想嘅时候，
if we have the same mind,
我哋就能够如同一人。
We can be as one.
喺家庭婚姻一样嘅。
It is the same in family.
如果大家都能够嚟到神里边，
if everyone comes to God,
大家都有同一个真理，
if everyone has the same truth,
大家同有一个动机同埋目的，
if everyone has the same motive,
我哋就能够如同一人。
We can be together as one.
所以求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我自己睇今日呢段经文，我觉得非常之宝贵。
I can see that today's Bible passage is very precious.
今日人世间好多嘅人际关系已经支离破碎。
A lot of relationships in this world are shattered.
其实我哋每个人都承认呢个系一个事实嚟。
We all accept that this is a fact.
喺人类嘅历史当中，世世代代出现。
In the human history, it happens generation after generation.
直到如今。
Until this day.
有时一啲表面嘅现象都系一种假象嚟嘅啫。
Sometimes what happens on the surface is only an illusion.
但系今日呢六节嘅经文就提醒我哋。
But in these six verses, it reminds us.
我哋能够重建我哋嘅人生。
We can rebuild our lives.
重建我哋各种嘅人际关系。
We can rebuild our relationships.
能够如同一人。
We can be as one.
彼此嘅切实相爱。
We can love one another.
无分彼此。
We can be united.
彼此嘅扶持。
We can support one another.
彼此嘅激励。
We can encourage one another.
彼此嘅忍耐。
We can have patience.
一同嘅面对各种各样嘅环境。
To face the challenges.
盼望呢幅何等嘅美，何等嘅善嘅图画。
I hope that this beautiful picture.
藉着今朝早上同大家思想呢段经文。
Through the passage we share with you today.
带俾我哋嘅教会。
Can bring to our church.
带俾我哋嘅人生。
Can bring to our lives.
带俾我哋嘅家庭。
Can bring to our families,
带给我们的婚姻，
can bring to our marriages,
带给我们各种人际的关系，
can bring to all kinds of relationships.
但弟兄姊妹一定要留意，
but you have to take note.
听了了，
after you hear it,
一定要明白，
you have to understand.
听了不明白，
if you hear it and don't understand,
左耳入右耳出，
if you hear it and forget it,
走出了门口之后，
after you go out of this door,
就什么都没有了，
you don't retain anything.
回到家又是仍然，
after you go home, it's the same.
你有你，我有我，
you have your ideas, I have my own.
在教会当中，你有你，我有我，
in the church, it's the same. We are this
世不两立，
we cannot stand one another.
是很悲哀的，
this is a pity.
但神的儿女，
but as children of God,
盼望世人看到我们，
when the people look at us,
世人评论麦尔本华人基督徒义乐团契，
when people see Melbourne Chinese Christian Jaira Fellowship,
他们能够给我们一个定论，
they can give this comment,
他们如同一人，
they are as one.
愿这句神自己的说话应验在我们的人生当中，
may this promise from God can be in our lives.
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us.
在这个时候我们一同唱一首回应诗歌，
let's sing a hymn.
我们同心祈祷，
let's pray.
慈爱天父，我们恳求你怜悯我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your mercy on us.
让我们不是徒然领受神的道。
We pray that we don't only hear this sermon in vain.
乃是将神你的话实践在我们的人生当中。
But also to apply your word in our lives.
神你喜悦我们在人生当中如同一人。
Lord, you desire us to be as one.
无论我们的教会，
whether it's our church,
无论我们的家庭，
whether it's our family,
无论我们的婚姻，
our marriage,
无论我们各种的人际关系，
and in all kinds of relationships,
能够如同一人，
can be as one.
但恳求恩主帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们知道只有在基督耶稣里，
we know that it's only by being in Lord Jesus.
只有在神的爱里面，
only in your love.
只有在神的真理里面，
in your truth,
只有在行一条跟从主的路上，
only following the path of you,
我们才能够真正如同一人。
Then we can be as one.
求主将这份恩典丰丰富赐给我们。
Lord, please bless us with this.
而且是完全的得着，
so that we can acquire it.
求主帮助，
may the Lord help us.
听我们在神面前同心合一祈祷，
hear our prayer, Lord.
是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.